Hey world, you're listening to The Real Rob Taylor on realrobtaylor.com. Monasteries are an extreme metal band that pushes the boundaries of the word extreme. Their EP Silence is set to be unleashed upon the world on the 23rd of April 2021 via Seek and Strike Records. Joining us now for a special preview of two of the tracks from the upcoming EP, I'm very excited to introduce you to Monasteries frontman and vocalist Josh Davis. Josh, how are you?
What's up, man? I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, extremely well. You are, Monasteries, I was told, is a Manchester band, but that's not strictly true, is it?
No, we're a bit from like all over the place. I knew like 2000, like Lockup is it's in the West, we just say West Midlands, it's easier rather than saying where we're individually from. So West Midlands we'll go with.
Cool, but you were the band sort of came into existence in 2013. You've had a few kind of lineup changes over that time, is it fair to say that it's a Manchester band, or is that also incorrect?
We used to be a Manchester band because that's where like we always used to be. He always used to be because that was like where easiest for our drummer was, because right. He used to live in Manchester. But we'll just go with West Midlands again because
okay,
it's easier.
Right. Well, I mean, West Midlands, that's the home of metal after all, isn't it? So you know, that's a very good pedigree that you've got there.
Oh yeah, I fully agree. Like home cool. of the Black Sabbath in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, quite right. So tell us about the band name then. Monasteries, you know, it's where monks hang out. You don't really sound like you're monks.
No, we're saying something more toilet bowl sounding, but I don't think the name has like any meaning behind it. I just think because Dan's a big World of Warcraft head, or used to be, and I think he just saw it and was like, that is a pretty cool name, which it I do is. Agree with, especially from like a big franchise itself. Like World of Warcraft is like a game not to mess with because it's insane.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of, you know this, we were talking about this before we started recording, but I'm a total extreme metal noob, so I'm going to ask you perhaps some really basic, obvious, daft questions. but I think that's kind of, I mean, it's important because I'm such a noob, and I'm such a kind of I've got all the you know, the zeal of a convert, it's been called, is that, you know, I want to sort of shout this to the world and go, listen to this is awesome. So hopefully we're going to make this whole thing a little bit, we'll lift the lid and demystify a few things and make this whole thing a little bit more accessible to the rest of the world.
Yeah,
excellent. The track's called, the EP is called Silence. We're going to listen to two tracks from that. The first one we've got lined up here is 1 Minute to Midnight. I mean, it's going to blow everybody's brains out. I mean, it's amazing, but all this stuff's amazing, the whole EP is amazing. But before I keep gushing about it too much, just give us a sort of insight into what the track's about.
So we kind of left the track like a bit of like for it to be open to like people to figure out what it's like about. So like it's like pretty obvious, it's like Doomsday, but the theme across it's just like what people can think of the closest thing to Doomsday, because obviously we've had the pandemic happen, and obviously we still have like shit things going on in the world like right now that could like lead to like that being like the end of the world. Whether that's like politics, nuclear warfare, all that kind of stuff, that's what we kind of left it for, and what people think is we will die eventually and all that.
Cool. Okay. Well, we'll take a listen to it. After we come back from that track, we're going to talk about the sort of technicalities of songwriting and rehearsing and how you record this stuff, because as I say, you know, it's remarkable stuff, and the craftsmanship that goes into this is I think extraordinary. So let's take a listen and we'll come back and we'll talk about that. This is Monasteries from the upcoming EP Silence, 1 Minute to Midnight.
Out!
Monasteries, 1 minute to midnight from the EP Silence, that's coming out in just 10 days' time as we record this. Josh is with me, the front man of Monasteries. Josh, let me ask a noob question. How do you do that? How do you do those vocals without hurting yourself?
Or from the stomach, or from the diaphragm. If you use less of your throat, more of your stomach, you can get there. And I think it's just like trial and error as well, because when you first start, you're not going to sound the best, and you start to get a bit of sore throat, and you start to get a bit like the tense there. But yeah, it's just over time, if you keep at it, keep practicing, you'll get to a point where you're happy with yourself eventually. Because like, I think I'm at a point where like, I'm nearly happy with myself, but I'm not fully there. I think I can do a bit more than what I can already do. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it sounds pretty awesome. I mean, it's a, if you've got more to give, then let's hear it. But I mean, as I say, already this this sounds pretty tight. And the thing that I really, I mean, there's a lot that impresses me about this for a number of reasons. But the you know, you've got sort of time signature changes in there. You've got pitch changes, not just pitch changes, but tempo changes as well. When you're, I mean, clearly you play this stuff live, and you also record it, and you write it. You know, you write the lyrics. Who writes the music to go with it? Do you have an idea for that? Do you write the lyrics? How does it work?
I'm trying to think of the best way to explain it. So I would pretty much say like it's an everyone thing. So there'll be where people will, well, I started there. It'll be parts where like people will write a bit more. But then there will also be like parts where this will burst a bit more. So like, we'll pretty much, it'll go differently. So like Dan will like write up some drums, and then Ben and Aaron will like write guitars over it. Or it'll be like the other way around, where Ben and Aaron will write guitar parts, and then Dan will restructure the drums and all this, and then I'll come in like last. I think I prefer to put my parts to it when everything's all done, rather than like things having to be constantly changed and stuff.
Oh, that's interesting, because you know, it's a, it makes perfect sense, and it, you know, it seems that it's a very kind of I don't know, equal process, really. You know, so if somebody's, you know, if the drummer wants to lead the track, then in he comes and does it, and you know, and the guitarist, we're going to hear on Digital Suicide shortly, which is the second track that we're going to hear from the EP. But the, you know, the just the sort of the punches of guitar and blast beats on the drums, you know, are really kind of, it's a real collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been like that since Pulmonary Failure. It's like everyone has an input on everything. Because when I joined, some of Pulmonary Failure was written. So like I came in, I think I wrote two sets of lyrics for that, which was Baphomet Eyes and Force Fed, and then like the Amygdala chorus was like a collaborative thing, and then Silence is 4 out of 5 tracks were written by me lyrically, and then drummer Dan wrote the lyrics for like 1 minute to midnight.
Right.
So like pretty much everyone gets to have like a say what they'd like to do in that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think there's a risk there of becoming kind of, you know, music by or design by committee, where everything gets watered down and everything kind of becomes all completely wishy-washy. But that's not what, that's absolutely not what happens in your music. You know, there's it couldn't be further from the truth. It's, you know, it's all very, everybody kind of clearly has their input, and it's almost like, I mean, I guess this is one of the important things about sort of gelling together as a band, but everybody, it feels like everybody's going kind of going, yeah, that's brilliant, do more, you know, and everybody sort of will stand aside for everybody else's moment, kind of thing.
Yeah, like it's sick as well, because I'm gonna say we're like majority of us are like all easily pleased, so like whenever one of us writes something, we're like extremely gassed, and it's cool because we all bounce off each other, and we all think like this is the strongest Monasteries lineup to date. Because like whenever we get to like a practice or a writing session, it's just constantly so many ideas is bounced, and because we carry the experimental with us, we can kind of like go to different territories where we haven't been, and maybe like influence us to bring in this other like obscure idea. So like, it's sick that we're like this. It's sick, like, we all give each other like this big driving force.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that really comes through in the music. And Okay, well, there's just so many different directions I could go off in here, but let's kind of listen to Digital Suicide, which is the second track we're going to hear from the upcoming EP. Can you tell us a bit about that before we play it?
So yeah, so that track was like probably the last one lyrically to be like polished and finished and stuff for the EP, but that track just talks about how we kind of like lose our like personal personas, because when we enter the digital world we kind of lose all, like, I'm gonna say morals, because some of us do lose the morals and some of us do lose like our respect for like others, because social media is not a healthy thing. We believe it's a very toxic environment, and like a lot of things can get twisted there. A lot of things can be like point at this person to be this bad guy when they're actually not. So like it just talks about how like terrible social media can be and how it can affect other people's lives, because like if you point blame someone for the wrong reason, they're gonna lose their jobs, they're gonna lose a lot of things. So it kind of touches upon that subject and stuff.
Yeah no, it's interesting. And more broadly as well, what is interesting, and we were talking about this before we came on, is the sort of the positivity, weirdly, of this to any outsiders, it's going to look very, you know, really, really negative and angry and miserable. But that's really not what it's about. And what we'll do is we'll listen to the track. And we'll come back and we'll just talk about that, because I think that it's a really important, as I say, as an extreme metal noob, I think it's important for me to sort of uncover that and bridge that gap. But I'll stop waffling about it now. This is Monasteries from the EP Silence, Digital Suicide.
We'll be right back.
Mighty Monasteries, Digital Suicide is the name of the track from the upcoming EP Silence. Josh, I believe you're staring at a load of digipacks right now.
Yeah, absolutely. People can find these digipacks on the Monasteries official Big Cartel, because we got some tees, we got some long sleeve hoodies, and we got our new digipacks, which have just arrived to my house, that people can get for.
Awesome. So can you pre-order those at the moment?
Yep, you can pre-order those, and these will stay on our Big Cartel tour after the release, as we were going to keep them up there for people that didn't get them in time.
Magnificent, cool. And all of these, all the links to the Big Cartel and to Monastery's website are going to be on the show page of the Real Rob Taylor website, just underneath the embedded recording of this. So it's not hard to find. Just go to realrobtaylor.com and search for Monastery's, and you can find everything you need there. Let's talk about that track, Digital Suicide. How many feet has your drummer got?
He has one too many. He needs to chill out.
Dan's
an amazing drummer. I remember my first practice, and he was just like testing his kicks out, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, I can't wait to see you guys live. You know, I'm really looking forward to sort of getting involved in this, and this whole new this novelty for me, really. But you know, you've got a load of gig dates coming up. Can you just run us through those?
Yeah, let me get these up, actually, because I can speak right in front of me. Because I know we have, I think it's like starting August on, 28th of August till the 5th of September, we've got a UK tour with Gassed Up. So we're playing the places like Newcastle, Stoke, Bristol, Southampton, London, Wolverhampton, Leicester, Leeds, Manchester. And then 5 days after that, we're playing Guildford. And then a week after that, we're playing the Netherlands. And then October 13th to the 17th, if there's any Euros listening, we're coming over to you. And we're playing Belgium, Denmark, France, Netherlands, and another place I can't read.
Another place, somewhere else in Europe.
Excellent. Yeah, somewhere else.
Excellent. Well, I mean, it's good that you've managed to swing that. And can you... All right, for any other bands listening, we're post Brexit now. You've arranged a European dates, clearly. What are the hoops you have to jump through for that? Is it a total nightmare? How does it work?
I don't think we've even begun the nightmare, because it's an absolute madness. Because I know, because to get over there, obviously we're gonna have to pay for like new visas and stuff, which is like totally fine. But like, apparently, I could be wrong. I'm kind of lost on it all again at the moment, because it's a lot to take in. Like, apparently for each country, we're going to have like a separate visa for it. And obviously we'll have merch import. So, because we're going over a different country and we're making profit, I think we're going to have to pay a bit of like import on that. So for smaller bands, touring Europe and all that now is going to be incredibly difficult. This is where like people are going to start to need to pick up something at shows, because I think the struggle is just about to get started. Unless we haven't saw any easier way about all this as well, so we're just kind of hoping they bring something in for like touring musicians, because it's just going to be absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a lot more difficult than it used to be, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely, fully agree.
Yeah, okay. So I just want to touch on the production before we sort of move onwards. But just jumping back to the tracks, how do you what's your kind of production process? Do you have a producer that you work with? Do you have anybody mastering everything separately, or is it all sort of internal to the band?
So pretty much since Pulmonary Failure to Amygdala to Silence, which we're on now, we've only stuck with one guy, and his name is Miroslav Boris. I probably pronounced his name wrong. Sorry, Slav, because we usually call him Slav for short. But he works at Jigsaw Audio in Derby, right. And we've worked with him since Porno Fire, and he's been nothing but amazing to us. And he's just made us sound more fatter and more ridiculous than ever. And I think this is like our best work to date with him.
And that it really kind of shows through the value of having that external input. And as you say, getting that You know, getting that ringmaster almost, you know, involved, so they can sort of draw that out of the band as a whole, rather than sort of. I can imagine within a band, you know, if you've got sort of band members trying to get more out of other band members, then that can there could be a bit of friction involved there. So having that sort of external input is pretty important. What do you agree with that?
Yeah, I fully agree, because I personally would consider Slav the sixth member of Monasteries.
Right.
Like, he's nothing but amazing, and he knows how to work with us as well, because he's been with us for so long now. Even though, like, it's only two EPs and one standalone, he's been nothing but incredible. And we can't thank him enough for his work and his input that he's put into our releases, because we come in with, like, an idea and he comes swinging in and polishes it all off for us.
Cool. Okay. And is this just to talk about Seek and Strike Records for a moment as well? Is this your first release with them?
Yes, this is our first release with them, and I can't wait for the future to release more with them.
Excellent. And can you give us a glimpse into the future? Have you got any more music coming up?
I can say we're always writing. I'm not going to get in depth. I can't drop myself in that one.
No, I'm not going to. All right.
I'll get back a slappy off. Bottom. So all I can say is next year, hopefully, we're going to be touring relentlessly. And we're always going to be writing. So no matter where we are, we're going to always be writing. We're always going to be planning for the next big thing. It's what we're currently doing now as we speak, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay, all right. I won't press that any further. I think that's given us a nice kind of tantalizing glimpse into what's coming up from Monasteries.
It's just Monasteries aren't going to slow down. We're just going to keep going full force now.
That's excellent, and I'm really looking forward to everything. I'm really looking forward to getting acquainted with your back catalogue, actually. But you know, I'm really looking forward to everything else that's coming up. Are you coming to Manchester soon?
We are indeed. We got, I think it's the 5th of September, we've got a show with Gassed Up at the Star and Garter.
Star and Garter, cool.
Yeah, good venue.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. No, I you can count on me, I will be there.
Sick.
Excellent, cool. Josh, thank you so much for joining me and explaining to this new extreme metal noob exactly what it's all about, and taking me through my ridiculously basic questions. I've really enjoyed talking to you. No, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. As I say, I'm absolutely blown away with the EP, and really really excited about the new stuff you've got coming. So I will see you in September. Other people are going to get to see you from August the 14th, 28th of August, you said. So yeah, that's hopefully going to be on the other side of any are we, aren't we kind of questions about whether lockdown's going to lift and everything like that. I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you, and
can't wait to see it unfold.
Oh mate, thank you for having me again. Like, I can't wait for the future. I can't wait for shows to come back. Can't wait for people to attend, pick up some merch, and support us in the best ways.
Josh from Monasteries, thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget, you can find all the links you need on the show page to connect to Monasteries. Just go to realrobtaylor.com and search for Monasteries. Get on the guest list while you're there at realrobtaylor.com/guest list. You will never miss a show. You get an email every time one comes out, and a few little special goodies, hopefully, as well for guest list members. Subscribe on your favourite podcast app. Just search for Real Rob Taylor. Thanks once again to Josh from Monasteries for joining us in this episode. And thank you for listening.
The Real Rob Taylor on realrobtaylor.com. The Real Rob Taylor is a Reads More production. All tracks in this show are protected by copyright and have been included with the express permission of the copyright holders. All rights reserved. Play it loud.